Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you on our Friday get-togethers.
And we like to start our show with listener questions. Our first one comes from Justin in Berkeley. Justin writes, Fed Chairman Powell mentioned that the labor market was overheated in the last couple of years with food, housing, energy prices completely on fire, things upwards of 25%. Why is the Fed only worried about labor inflation being overheated? Why is labor the only cost that is being viewed as deflation approved?
Right. No, I didn't see that exact news release, but no, the inflation is everything is going up, and they don't, and here's the irony of it. Even more important than dwelling on labor, which article I didn't see, is that they do not include taxes, the burden of government, in the consumer price index. But it should be, you know. No, it's all crooked about crooked politicians, crooked central banks, and crooked ideas. How about that one?
I always wondered about why taxes aren't included in the inflation picture, because municipalities seem to be the worst. They'll hike local tax rates 7-12%.
Yeah. No, they're still part of the question. What is this magical 2.5 CPI inflation everyone pretends they are trying to hit? Well, yeah, it's ridiculous. They talk about wanting to get the rate of inflation down to 2 or 2.5%. That's absurd. With sound central banking, the rate of inflation should be either side of zero. You know, up a little bit with a business boom and down a little bit with the recession. They called it, as they formed the Federal Reserve in 1913, the experts then were calling for an elastic currency, at which the Fed could then manage the economy. The notion was that they all knew that if you had a financial crisis, it would be followed by a recession. So then the theme was, if you eliminate the financial crisis, there'll be no recessions. And that was the big pitch into forming the Federal Reserve System in 1913. And there has been 18 cyclical recessions since then. I mean, in most disciplines, it only takes one failure to mark a hypothesis as hopeless. And here you have, you're now out to 18 failures, and each time, the street and whoever is in the Federal Reserve System really believe that they can prevent a recession. So, hey, there are the facts.
Well, aren't the recessions deliberately caused by the Fed when they hike interest rates, with the idea being to slow down the economy?
No. That's the story. Short-dated rates such as Treasury bills go up in the boom and down in the bust, and the Fed follows. I've documented it out sometime, like in 1929, the T-bill rate reached its high of 5% in the summer. Let's say it was June or July, but then the T-bill rate turned down, the Fed didn't cut its rate until the end of October. So, policymaking really is based on myths, and the habit of policymakers is that one generation never learns from the previous generation. They all have the same theories. And the T-bill rate in the U.S. was slightly higher than now. And the last week has been a little lower, but the trend has not broken down, but we're watching for it. Because if the T-bill rate goes down, like in 1929, it'll be signaling the end of the party. So, yeah, we're watching for this one very closely.
So, basically, the theory here, then, is that the Fed believes they run things. So, it's the crow rooster crowing that causes the sun to rise, not the rising sun that makes the rooster crow.
Yeah, it's called timing.
Our second question comes from Michael. Hi, Bob. I'm in the U.S. You previously mentioned investing in 3 to 4 year corporate bonds. How would I know which ones to invest in? Does your research report offer that type of information?
No, we can't get the details. As a matter of fact, just a short while ago, I scanned trying to find a list of A-rated good grade corporate bonds, and didn't have the time to do the research. But if you were to get in touch with a good bond trading desk, they would be able to find you the right maturities and the right corporate bonds. And for income investment, it is just so ideal. You'll get a better return than from short deposits, because the T-bill rate is going to go to zero. And with a 3 to 4 year term, you're going to get, they'll be redeemed at par. So it's a nice position for an investment interest position requirements. Yeah.
We'll take a look at some headlines that caught Bob's eye when we return.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline, U.S. dollar to weaken Fed cuts.
There it is. Talking about Fed cuts and cranking it into U.S. dollars. Now, here is the issue, is that once a bubble is over, one of the features in the subsequent contraction is that the senior currency gets chronically firm. And the senior currency is designated by the DX, trading around close to 105, firmer than most people think it should be. And we're looking here, gets through 106, and the next level is 114. So, I think the mechanism is that, you know, the big equity stock bubble is not the only bubble. There's a huge bond bubble out there and a massive issue of new debt. And of course, most of it is issued in the financial center in senior currency units. And, 100 years ago, that was London and sterling. And then now it's New York and dollars. So all of those who owe dollars have to sell something, commodities, produce, ideas, whatever, in order to get their hands on dollars to meet their obligations in New York. So, this is one of the features of post-bubble contraction is rising real interest rates, and with a chronically firm senior currency. So, the dollar is acting well, and we're along the way, getting along on the path that we're looking for.
Headline, buy everything. S&P hits all-time high as NVIDIA passes $3
trillion. Oh, yeah, and it has been an everything market. You've had everything from all kinds of small-cap stocks, all kinds of big ones. NVIDIA is up to $3 trillion market capitalization, and they can move it up 5% in one day. It's extraordinary. So anyways, and even like we had that incredible spike up in cocoa, of all things. So what it is all part of crazy speculation, and often crazy speculations can complete in May or June, and then dither around through the summer. And if there is going to be a financial crisis, most of them have been discovered in the fall. So we'll watch things closely.
Headline, South Korea has gold bar vending machines, and they're selling out.
Yeah, they had them in at strategic retail points. And I saw one image. It was just like a little thin wafer of gold in a plastic, sealed plastic. You can't kind of envelope, but kind of like a little plastic card. So, and the key thing is maybe some are buying them for novelty, and maybe some are buying just to have a little gold around. I remember decades ago when I was downtown working and wearing a gentleman's suit every day, I carried a Kruger around. A gold Kruger round in my jacket pocket for ages, and I think I eventually gave. I don't have the Kruger ring now, but that was a long time ago.
Costco and Walmart are selling gold to the retail crowd.
Yeah.
So maybe that is the way to go. I'm looking forward to seeing the gold vending machine next to the cheesies and chips at the SkyTrain station.
I think it's wonderful. You know, it's getting gold in small amounts in the hands of retail people.
French bond route upends hierarchy in Europe's debt markets.
Yeah, their bond crash made a mess of things.
Le bon, gold bomb bomb.
Yes.
Le bon. Another Chinese
bomb.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a song? No, that was Stacy Bone.
Yeah, that would be good. Isn't that good? Chinese developer gets liquidated as property bear market persists in China.
It didn't include the name in the headline. Who knows whether it was our friend's Evergrande or what was the other one, Country Garden. But yeah. Anyways, they just wrapped the sucker up and liquidated everything. So and there will be more.
Now, China weighs ban on bank distribution of hedge fund products. Are they worried about banks going under in China now?
Well, I guess they want to. I don't know. It's just a headline about banks and hedge funds and keeping money at sign of the time. So, yeah.
Buyers snap up aging and empty office buildings for deep discounts. Maybe that's the solution to the housing crisis. Just buy a huge office building to live in. It costs the same as a house in Vancouver.
Convert it to residential. Now,
just the whole big building, all for yourself.
In 1929, the Showmart building in Chicago was built, and that was Chicago was such a trading point, railroads going in every direction, that the Showmart building was very important because all the distributors had their offices and whatnot. And I think the Showmart building was the biggest ever. And then with the 1930s Depression, it became unused and empty. And I think Joseph Kennedy, the patriarch of the Kennedy family, he might have bought it in 1950. But it didn't get on side and with rents and anything else for maybe 15, 20 years after that. So property, either residential, commercial, or industrial, in a Great Depression, of course, goes down, and it takes a long time to come back.
Now, another headline. Amazon commits $1.4 billion to build 14,000 affordable homes. And this really isn't a new idea because back between 1908 and 1942, Sears sold some 70,000 homes.
Yeah,
that were prefab homes.
Yeah, they would assemble all the parts for a home and put them in boxcars and send them to to the buyer. Now, then when the home got there, some were set up like barn-raising parties with a whole bunch of friends and neighbors. Others in the family may have had carpenter skills. But anyways, that's how you could buy a home from a corporation, and it arrived to the nearby railroad station in boxcars. I think it was a wonderful idea.
The town of Grand Cache in Alberta, a coal mining town in the early 1970s, was all prefab. They had, I think, 5 to 7 basic designs, and they would put up a house a day.
Yeah. Now, is that what they used to call the end of the steel? That's where the railroad went up to some remote place in the foothills of Alberta where there was a coal mine or something like that. Yeah.
And this from Bloomberg. Stats Canada says EV registrations up 53% in the first quarter of this year. Maybe they're buying all those surplus EVs that are overflowing the car dealer lots.
Oh, you've seen the pictures. Probably also seen the video clips of these EV cars catching fire. And, authorities are coming out and saying that if you have an EV car, don't park it in your garage, park it in the street. And the whole point being is that the craze for EV cars, because they were emission pure, peaked out last year and is heading south. And it's just part of the craziness of the day, because when the idea was that you had nothing evil coming out of a tailpipe, but you had to mine all kinds of evil things to get the materials you need to build a battery car. And then you have the risk of the battery blowing up all on its own, or in the event of a collision. And then you have the problem when the battery gets old and tired, too many cycles, you got to buy a new one, and it might be $20,000. So the battery car or battery truck, it really has been a crazy fad.
Now, one of the things that are worrying people is the heavy copper cable that you use to recharge your EV that you're putting in the driveway because you don't want to put it in the garage because of the fire risk.
Yeah.
Well, people are now stealing those heavy copper cables.
Oh, yeah, because copper has reached a new high recently. And, we've seen that maybe a decade ago on a high price of copper, where the druggies were gathering copper wires wherever they could to sell into the market, and some of them were taking them from power substations where they managed to electrocute themselves. So, but yeah, no, we've seen that one before, there's only one cure for high prices, and that's higher prices. So higher prices reduce the demand for the product, and higher prices bring forward more of the stuff, whether it's a commodity or, in this case, very crazy cars.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Jim, good to be with you, and we look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.